a lot of the artistic work you do seems to be in collaboration with your sister.
Some of it, yes. We did author a book together. The title is Naked Poetics. Yes, and we it's a collection of poetry we worked on for about 7 years and just decided to actually do something with the material. And we self-published a book. I think it's about 300 pages.
And it's of both of yours poetry.
Yes, yes. And it also includes her illustrations because she also draws. So it it has our poetry, there are pictures, as well as some illustrations that she included.
And so are you involved in the local spoken word poetry scene?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have attended Expressions in the Dark probably since I moved here. They started it in...
And what is that for people who don't know?
Yes, it's spoken word, and it is the first Friday of every month. They're currently doing that on a Sunday at, I believe it's Donnie's Homespun?
Yeah, I think it's Homespun Republic is the new name.
Oh,
but
yeah. So it's a great opportunity for people that are familiar with spoken word, or maybe, you know, they've never had an opportunity. It's a great opportunity to go up and showcase your work and to network and get to know other people in the community that are interested in the same types of activities.
What is Predestined Arts and Entertainment?
Predestined and Arts and Entertainment is my company. And under that company, as I mentioned before, we self-published a book. We also did a male calendar back in 2007 to raise awareness about breast cancer. So we gravitate toward projects, independent projects, that basically raise awareness about issues and things that matter to us in the community. So that's been the focus of my company, to get those kind of projects out there for the community and to involve the community through those works.
And so you've written screenplays. What's been some of the inspiration, the driving force between wanting to do that and the kind of topics that you cover?
I guess I tend to gravitate too toward socially conscious things. So my first film raised awareness about HIV and AIDS and the young heterosexual African-American community. My second film, Actually Jump In, raises awareness about breast cancer. So I kind of like to focus on projects that will generate dialogue, that will get people thinking about their careers, about their purpose. And that's part of what we hope to accomplish with the third film that we shot here in Springfield, Before I Do. It'll be out sometime this summer, but it's a story about a person that follows their passion versus what people think is the practical thing to do. Because I think a lot of times in life, people don't really go after what they truly want to do because they want to do what their parents say or what their brothers and sisters think, or, you know, what's practical, what we deem as practical. And this film actually encourages people to find out what that thing is for you, and to not be afraid of not let anything get in your way of attaining that goal.
Has it been challenging to just organize and put together feature films that are independent?
Yes, definitely. Funding is the biggest thing. Getting the funding to produce the project has been the biggest challenge. But I do have to say, though, that in Springfield, the community, they've been very open, very welcome to the idea of shooting films here. And it's probably because you don't have people that are shooting films here. And this is the capital of Illinois. So I think that for me personally, it's the perfect place to do it. I think that here you don't have to deal with like some of the competition you would have to battle in, say, Los Angeles or even Chicago. This environment here is just, they're open to it, and they welcome projects like the ones that we're doing. We had a red carpet event, and it, you know, there was over 400 people there, and people really came out and supported that event and really enjoyed it. We had the red carpet just like they do in Hollywood. We did it here in Springfield.
And where did you get your actors from?
Well, various places. We have always held like casting calls. I usually will do a casting call here in Springfield because I like to give local talent an opportunity to come out. But we also do one at the Screen Actors Guild office in Chicago. They have been instrumental too, as well, in helping us put the project together and ensuring that we have the adequate paperwork. There's a ton of paperwork involved for SAG. That's what they refer to it as a SAG film. So working with that office, as well as working with the Springfield Film Commission, in terms of helping us get extras, we were able to get a lot of extras just by attending those meetings. I'm a member of the Central Illinois Film Commission as well. So yeah, we've had casting calls. A lot of it also deals with networking and talking to other filmmakers and watching their work and say, hey, I like that particular actor. What was your experience like with that person? A lot of it is word of mouth as well.
Are you kind of in a league of your own here as far as Springfield goes?
I think for now I am. For now, I know that there is a lot of talk about other projects, but as far as completed films that are out there, yeah, I think maybe at this particular point, I think that there will be others that will follow. But at this point, yes, I do have my second film was released nationally in September, September 23rd. It's available everywhere. It's on shelves in Walmart, 823 Walmart stores. You can also get it online. So I think to me, on a personal level, I feel like that's a pretty big deal for a film coming out of Springfield to make it to a national level.
And so what would you suggest to people who maybe are trying to get more involved in the local arts and are into the sort of things that you're working on? It can probably be a little overwhelming, the idea of just kind of jumping in. So what would your advice be?
I guess I would say go to some of the events. That's the best way. Get involved so that you know what's happening and when. Like we were talking about Expressions in the Dark. There are a lot of artists that come out there, not just poets, but there are musicians. I mean, you will meet a myriad of people by just simply going to some of the events that are going on in the community, supporting those events and networking. As far as getting a really good handle on film and screenwriting, if for people that are interested in doing that, I would suggest go to attend every single workshop that you can possibly attend, because I did go to college. I do have a degree. I graduated with honors, but I did not go to film school. So I've basically been educated through a lot of different, attending all the different workshops that I can attend all over, as well as reading everything that you can get your hands on pertaining to whatever it is that you're interested in. The best thing to do is to read it and become knowledgeable about the subject matter, and that will lead to other opportunities.
Do you have plans to stay in Springfield and continue this work? You know, sometimes we see people, the more successful they get, the sooner they leave. So
no, actually, to be honest with you, what I would like to see happen, because my family is still in the Central Illinois area, I would like to have a place here as my main residence, and also have a place maybe on the maybe in the Los Angeles area. But I plan, as long as Springfield continues to support my work and welcome me, you know, to do, you know, different activities and films here, I don't think it's broke, so I don't want to fix it. I think I will continue to shoot films here as long as the community welcomes that.
All right, perfect. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for the opportunity.